This year's race for the two open corporation commission seats have been clouded with millions of dollars in dark money. And this past month, almost all of it has been spent on ads attacking Democratic candidate Sandra Kennedy. As KJZZ's senior business correspondent Christina Hansen reports, the ads reveal only a small portion of Kennedy's personal financial troubles.
Democratic Corporation Commission candidate Sandra Kennedy has been slammed with over $1.3 million worth of attack ads by dark money groups this month. Here's a clip of a TV ad talking about a Superior Court lawsuit she was involved in 2010.
Kennedy was an owner of a restaurant that didn't pay the rent. The restaurant franchise sued Kennedy's company for defaulting on over $30,000.
The ad's talking about a Denny's franchise in Glendale that Kennedy and her husband owned through a company called Kennedy Restaurants LLC. The ad didn't mention the fact that the case was settled out of court within a month and dismissed. But things don't end there. Records obtained by KJZZ show that last month, the federal government filed a lawsuit against Kennedy and her husband for almost $200,000 in taxes their restaurant didn't pay to the IRS. When KJZZ spoke with Kennedy this week, she said it was the first time she's even heard about the lawsuit.
I have taken great pride over the years in trying to do what's right, trying to, make sure the public could always trust in me. And to see these documents, it just blew me away.
About half of those taxes date back to Kennedy's first year on the Corporation Commission in 2009 and during her 2008 campaign. And the IRS started putting liens on the business in 2010, her second year in office. Kennedy says she initially spoke to the IRS and then left it to her husband to resolve.
I got the notice and I went down. And that's when I had conversation with them. And again, after that, there was never any conversation with them. And I just said to him, this is your mess. Clean it up.
She says it's her husband's debt, not hers, because she only owned 5% of the company and never handled finances.
I ran the day-to-day operations, but that was it.
But her husband, Memmi Burton, says the opposite. Burton filed bankruptcy 4 years ago, and in court filings, he said he wasn't responsible for the taxes either. In fact, he said the restaurant was, quote, operated exclusively by his wife and had no authority over operating funds or tax documents.
I thought he was in the process of paying.
And she says she had no idea what her husband was saying in court.
I guess I put my trust in my husband, and that trust has been broken.
As for the restaurant, records show the Denny's franchise company terminated its contract with Kennedy and Burton in March 2009, her third month as commissioner, after they allegedly failed to pay $39,000 in royalties and rent. But the restaurant stayed open, and the franchise company sued in federal court the next month. A year later, the case settled out of court, and Kennedy says they sold the franchise and paid their debt to Denny's.
The economy had gone bad, and we were just really trying to stay afloat. Trying to keep people employed.
Kennedy's term on the commission ended in 2012 after losing re-election. This year, she's giving it another shot, and her personal financial troubles really haven't been discussed beyond the attack ads. The race has instead been centered around GOP candidates Tom Farese and Doug Little and how they've benefited from over $3 million in dark money that's widely believed to be coming from APS. It's unprecedented for a utility like APS to back the campaigns of the same people who could be its regulators. And former Commissioner Renz Jennings says it's extremely unethical.
To let the utility pick everybody who's running for office and be the screen, and to do this secretly with captive customer ratepayers is just way beyond anything we've ever known.
And while he says Kennedy's personal financial troubles are disappointing, he thinks APS's secret backing of Farese and Little is
really dangerous for democracy.
But on Tuesday, voters will ultimately make that decision. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.